Hello, hello, and welcome back to the second Cybercast session. In today's session, we will dive into the art of getting thought leadership right in cybersecurity. We focus on technology and service vendor research reports. You know, those reports that vendors send you saying that we are the best. Yeah, those. We are speaking about those. So why do some reports shine and become industry Bibles, while others, well, softly put, don't? I am Ronnie Janholt from NeverHack Estonia, and we are joined by Henri Ruigas, who is a well-seasoned, spicy cyber strategy and research expert who has seen it all. Henri has held positions across public and private sectors. He has seen thousands of reports throughout his career and also, well, written some. Today, he will share us what those experiences have taught him about credible research, vendor hype, and how organizations can truly stand out as thought leaders. We think that thought leadership is not marketing. Thought leadership is a beacon that helps us through the noise, right? So, Court of Cybercast is in session. Henri, hello, Henri.
Hello, hello. Pleasure to be here.
Henri, who are you?
I'm Henri. So I have this. I'm the CEO and founder of EviSec, which stands for EviSec Evidence and Security. So it's a cybersecurity research and consulting company that that deals exactly in today's topic, which is analyzing cybersecurity trends and statistics and so forth. And a lot of this analysis depends on vendor published materials. So this is the context. And yeah, as you said, I've been in several public and private positions in the information security domain. I started as a researcher at NATO CCDCOE, where I did like strategic threat intelligence research, and now I have my own company and been part of both the buy and sell side of security as well.
So thousands of reports, you have gone through like thousands of reports. So is there like a special moment of enlightenment that happened when you realized, so I mastered the art, I've seen it all?
So I think with EviSec, we have this regular publication called Cybersecurity Research Digest, in which we look at all the research that gets published, research that is intended to inform some kind of strategic decision making. And we look only at the research that is evidence-based, meaning data-led, and try to, you know, filter out the marketing fluff from the useful stuff, basically. We've done it for a year now, and as you said, we've gone through like 1,000+ reports and have a very good sense of what is good and what is bad. But really the inspiration came from when I worked for as a researcher for NATO Cooperative Cyber Defense Center of Excellence here in Tallinn. And like 10, 15 years ago, it was really hard to understand what is actually going on in the world. And very often I found myself looking at vendor reports, because in this information security, like information space, there's this high dependence on vendor-led research.
Okay.
There's like, okay, governments publish stuff, but they're very secretive. They tend to be. There's academia who does stuff, but vendors have the access to unique data, which informs the community of what is actually going on, what are the threats, what are the bad guys doing, what are the vulnerabilities, etc., etc. So I found myself reading those reports, and also in doing so, seeing that they're very relevant, but also seeing that there's a lot of marketing stuff out there. So you need to have this. I developed like a filtering method.
To
understand what's a good insight from the noise.
About the motivation, why is that content being created? Why I ask is that marketing is like one motivation, right?
That's one clear motivation.
Yeah.
Indeed. I mean, when looking at those reports, I think one should always ask, what is the motivation of the author? And of course, if company is a self-interested entity, you know, its goal is to, you know, increase revenue, do good business. So that's always the motivation, to get attention, to appear trustworthy, to build better business. That's always a motivator. So that's clear. And this is why there's like this misaligned incentives sometimes. What I promote with Evisec and with the clients that we work with is that, yes, there's this one thing, marketing, you want to get attention. But in order to really make it work, you have to make the research that you publish credible. Because the buyers, the CISOs, the other decision makers, they're not stupid. They know what's going on. And you need to do it in a quality way. And the other side of the coin, which I also tend to promote, is that when vendors do research, it shouldn't be only informing the community, it should also inform themselves. Let's say a vendor analyzes their incident response engagements. Mm-hmm. Neverhack, for example, would analyze such a thing. Or they have like product telemetry that they look into. They can also use that research to kill two birds at one stone, with one stone, meaning that they can also inform what's actually working for them,
mm-hmm.
where to, you know, focus with their business strategy, etc., etc. So if you do it properly, you can gain quite a bit from them. So, but mostly, indeed, it's marketing. It's getting your, you know, brand out there. It's building trust.
So and. Do you have a specially silly report that you would like to kind of like quote or?
No, I don't want to point fingers, but I would say with Evisec, when we are doing the cybersecurity research digest, like the lion's share is just fear mongering, just saying that this problem that we say is a problem. Is a problem, meaning that, and we have a solution for it. Mm-hmm. So it's very guided, framed research. A lot of the data-led research that's out there is dependent on surveys. So a company conducts a survey itself, or ask for or commissions for a survey, and you know the worst reports ask questions like, let's say there's a startup focusing on shadow IT, and they ask 500 people, do you think shadow IT is a problem?
Yeah.
And most of say, of course, yes, it's a problem. And yeah. Then they generate the headline like 90% people say that it's a problem, therefore you should buy it. But it's not nuanced, it's not put in the larger context. So that's that. Surveys always like, you know, make me
biased.
Yeah, yeah. But you can do also good surveys. But that's a good example of how mm-hmm. how companies tend to, you know, manipulate with research.
The cybersecurity landscape is very, very, very crowded. There are like figures ranging from 3,000 to 3,500, perhaps even more, cybersecurity vendors. And they all have something to say. And they are actually saying that. Everyone has their opinion. Some have two. Are companies tripping over each other? And is this like a healthy competition right now in the cybersecurity market?
I think it's a healthy competition, definitely. There's a lot of vendors out there, organizations addressing essentially the same problem from very different angles. And I think the number of vendors is exactly why these types of, let's say, marketing heavy vendor research reports are such a big thing in our industry, because everybody wants to show that they're somehow unique, better, and a lot of this high number of vendors is also, some say that it's dependent on the fact that buyers tend to, you know, make their decisions based on trust. Who do they trust personally?
Mm-hmm.
and that's perhaps Neverhack Estonia's experience as well. They tend to for example prefer local players, national players. And if you look at Europe, most of the, and the US as well, there's ecosystems within each country because of that, because mm-hmm. it's such a sensitive area, security in general. So they tend to prefer local players, and that's why maybe the number is so high, and that's why also people like compete for attention. And it's very difficult to measure security.
Yes.
Measure whether a thing or solution that I buy actually is impactful. It's of course possible, but before buying it, you don't really know, and then you depend on the vendor saying some things that tend to be like data-led, you know, mm-hmm. yada yada yada. And this is why the vendor reports always try to show some empirical evidence, and some do it good, some do it bad, and I think there's so many creative ways on how to solve the same problem, meaning security, you know, avoiding breaches, etc. So it's a very marketing heavy, convincing heavy industry, especially if you're a solution vendor.
So what is good empirical data?
It depends on who reads it. So and what's the action you want to take. But good data tends to be not biased in a way. Mm-hmm. So the worst thing you can do as a cybersecurity vendor is to promote a research report that only focuses on the problem that you're solving, and you're not putting it into a broader context. The same shadow, I don't know why I took the shadow IT example, it's a legit problem, but let's say you only do a report about that, but the decision maker needs to compare the shadow IT problem to 10 other problems in his threat profile. So you always need to try to be as contextual as possible. It's difficult, but if you just have a report saying that, you know, everybody cares, everybody thinks something is a problem, and there's no consideration of the other things that fall into the same category for a decision maker, then it gets bad real quick, and it's not really convincing. So it's better to use some like basic research principles to make sure it's neutral, and it's also important for the vendor itself. Because you need to eat your own dog food, as they say. So you can start convincing yourself that you're solving the biggest problem in the world, but you really need to put it into broader context, you know.
Yeah, and get reflection from outside, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So what is the earlier when we started to discuss? You said that you have a list of items in your tick boxes, like how to detect bullshit.
Mm-hmm. So yes.
Can you discuss that?
Yes, I made this list in the morning.
Good.
It's half intuitive, half not. But as a context, one of my favorite superheroes is the BS man,
BS
and that's a guy who flies into meetings where BS is talked and just points at people. That's BS. So you should adopt this mindset. But I listed a few checklist points. So first of all, if you read a report, ask yourself who's behind it, what's their motivation.
Mm-hmm.
By answering that, you already see a lot of signals that would allow you to validate whether it's neutrally positioned or not. So there's a framing question: is it an independent view, or are they trying to sell you a very specific point?
Okay.
Then look at what is the whether the insights are based on data or not.
Okay.
Like, is it what's the data that it's based on? So, what I like is reports that analyze product telemetry. I don't know, endpoint solutions. They have like millions of data points.
Firewalls. Exactly. Software, EDRs.
Yeah. There's some companies who analyze their incident response cases.
Okay.
That's like clear empirical data, what has happened. Say like, you know, they analyze how the bad guys got in, how much time it took, what was the ransomware, you know, asked for, etc., etc. So you have actual empirical data compared to service, which tends to be sharing an opinion and it's more fuzzy.
Okay, point three.
Are the methods clear? For example, are the definitions defined within the, let's say if it's a survey, there can be also good service. But if you ask people, have you been in an incident in the last 12 months? But they don't define what is an incident.
Yeah.
So it can be a very small thing, it can be a huge thing. And fourth, if you find an insight that you really think, okay, I need to take this seriously, I'm going to invest part of my budget to solve that problem, always cross verify and check, meaning that are there other research sources out there that validate. Confirm this?
Confirm.
And quite often you'll see that they don't confirm it. So it's quite tricky. And fourth, and maybe it's a broader thing, is when you read a report and maybe that's clear, you can ask yourself whether it's actionable, whether actually the stuff that I'm reading, is it just creating more noise and like, is it fear mongering, or can I actually do something with this data? Can I take a decision based on this or not?
Okay.
Because sometimes it's just too broad.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And these are usually like fine prints on the report somewhere, or do you need to?
I mean, the suggestion is, you know, just apply common sense and keep that in mind. And I'm sure that, you know, people in this industry are very, you know, smart, and they know all of this stuff. So it's just building a habit of thinking about these elements, and making sure you don't end up making decisions that are based on, you know, bad insights or just plain marketing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, can you share a couple of examples of industry-leading reports you follow?
Mm-hmm. What I really like is, as I said before, if there's actual empirical data that's like factual, something has happened and we are analyzing it. For example, you know, MSSPs sometimes publish reports that analyze their incident response engagements. That gives me a very good insight of what is actually going on in the world. What I also really like when it's good empirical data is, for example, crypto analysis companies. They have actual data of how much are the bad guys getting paid, who is paying them. It's in a way, it's objective data. It's not like just taken out of thin air. And of course, there's those studies that have longevity to them. Verizon DBAR is like a very famous and well-respected study. IBM has a few studies. They all have slight problems, but they're good to inform. And usually, it's a good sign if a study has happened on a regular basis, even if the metrics that are in there on their own perhaps don't tell us that much. But if you get it over 10 years, you can see the trend already. So I always source that I really like is cyber insurance providers. They also have really great data on what is happening, because you have data on what's the cost, you have data on what's the, you know, cause of the breach, how it was solved, etc., etc.
Yes,
and it's important to, and usually those good reports come from solution agnostic vendors, meaning that they don't care what is the solution, but they care about understanding the bigger picture. And MSSPs like NeverHack are very well positioned to do that.
Produce that kind of that kind of information. Of course, cyber insurance is a definite source of information because yes, they are really dollar driven, right?
Mm-hmm.
They do their calculations based on that, and they share that information, and
and they have like clear knowledge of what has happened. Like it's objective. Yes.
They are really objective. So, if you have one call to action for our listeners, what would it be, Henry?
I think it's this old saying: trust but verify, and just apply common sense and cross verify your sources, and you know, stay vigilant. That's about it. I mean, it's applying a common sense.
We will be filter. Applying common sense. Yeah. that's great advice. Thank you, Henry, for coming to the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Enjoy the rest of the event.
Thank you.